Good day, and welcome to the Everglory International Group third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wilson Bao of Everglory International Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everglory International Group's third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. The company distributed its earnings press release earlier today via website Newswire services. You can also download it from Everglory's website at www.everglorygroup.com. With us today are Everglory's Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Yihua Kang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Jason Wang. Both will deliver prepared remarks followed by a question and answer session. Before we get started, I will review the Safe Harbor statement regarding today's conference call. Please note that the discussion today will contain forward-looking statements made under the Safe Harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, the company's results may differ materially from the views expressed today. Further information regarding this and other risks and uncertainties are included in the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2016, and other documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Everglory does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements, except as required under applicable law. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. In addition, an audio webcast of this conference call will be available on Everglory's investor relations website. I will now turn the call over to Everglory's Chairman, President, and CEO, Mr. Yihua Kang. Please.
Okay, thank you. Good morning to those in the United States, and good evening to those in Asia. Thank you for joining our third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. We are glad to report that our retail business recorded a 24.9% revenue increase in the third quarter compared with the year-ago period. Our relentless efforts in optimizing our store network, enhancing a quick response system, and improving our inventory measurement have been paying off with increased same-store sales growth in the third quarter compared with the same period of last year. During the quarter, we remodeled or relocated 188 stores to create more visible and accessible locations. At the same time, we adopted a more comprehensive evaluation system to analyze each store's operating and sales performance and proactively close underperforming stores. As of September 30, 2017, we operated a nationwide network of 1,363 stores compared with 1,345 stores as of September 30, 2016. In addition, we are very glad to see that our customers have provided us with very positive feedback regarding the new store design we introduced for La Coco, City Sky, Idol, and Vivek. China's consumer industry has undergone a rapid transformation over the last few years. While online shopping is growing more and more popular, we still see strong demand for our products at our retail stores across China. Mobile platforms such as our Lazada stores on Tmall and JD.com are used as a strategic and effective way for us to reduce out-of-season inventory and improve our brand awareness. We believe our integrated model of online and offline will continue to best serve the needs of our customers. We have great brands and great products with strong customer followings. Our women's wear fashion design continue to even innovate and broadening in range while also retain a high degree of product quality. Our domestic marketing efforts continue to gain traction with existing and new customers. In early October, we invited China's famous actress, Ms. Xing Yu Zhang, to endorse the celebrated clothing line of La Gogo's winter collection. We believe her fashion style and presence will resonate with our targeted audience who are confident consumers who appreciate the fashionable, fresh, and cheerful air of our products. Look at our wholesale business. Total revenue remained flat compared with the year-ago period during the COVID. The overall market conditions in many of our key global markets remained challenging. However, we experienced encouraging sales results from mainland China and Hong Kong, which reported a year-over-year increase of 4.5% and 100.3% respectively. The priorities for our wholesale business in quarter remain focused on upgrading our customer base and effectively managing costs, thus improving operating efficiency. Gross margin for our wholesale business increased by 20 basis points compared with the year-ago period, demonstrating our ability to control costs under the weak market environment. Overall, we are very pleased with our third quarter results. Our retail operations continue to rely a strong customer following for our device portfolio of four great brands. We are also improving our store network and strengthening our quick response system and inventory management capabilities. We are also working diligently in our wholesale operations and to expand our customer base with a focus on high quality and good credit clients. The results we have achieved so far support the priorities we have set and the strategies we continue to follow to strengthen the foundations of our business and get ready to catch market opportunities when conditions improve. Now, I will turn the call over to our CFO, Jason Wang, to provide details of our financial results. Jason.
Thank you, Ms. Kang. And hello to everyone on the call. The solid third quarter results, coupled with our ability to increase operating leverage, resulted in expanded overall gross margin as well as operating income. During this quarter, while we continue to improve our wholesale gross margin, third quarter retail gross margin was impacted by higher production costs as we proactively cleared out-of-season inventory. Now, I will walk through our financial results for the third quarter 2017. Please note that all numbers discussed today are in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise noted. Total sales for the third quarter of 2017 was $120.3 million, an increase of 9.4% from 109.9 million in third quarter of 2016. This increase was primarily attributable to 0.2% increase in sales in our wholesale business and a 24.9% increase in our retail business. Sales for the company's branded fashion apparel retail division increased by 24.9% to 51.3 million for the third quarter of 2017, compared with 41.1 million for third quarter of 2016. This increase was primarily due to increased same-store sales. The company had 1,363 retail stores as of September 30, 2017, compared with 1,345 retail stores as of September 30, 2016. Sales for the company's wholesale division slightly increased by 0.2% to 69 million for the third quarter of 2017, compared with 68.9 million for third quarter of 2016. This increase was primarily due to an increase in sales in mainland China and Hong Kong, China, partially offset by a decrease in sales in Germany, the United Kingdom, Europe, other, Japan, and the United States. Total gross profit for third quarter of 2017 increased by 12.3% to 33.3 million compared with 29.6 million for third quarter of 2016. Total gross margin increased to 27.6% from 26.9% for third quarter of 2016. Gross profit for the retail business increased by 17.8% to 23 million for third quarter of 2017, compared with 19.6 million for the third quarter of 2016. Gross margin decreased to 44.9% from 47.6% for the third quarter of 2016. Gross profit for the wholesale business increased by 1.6% to 10.2 million for the third quarter of 2017, compared with 10.1 million for the third quarter of 2016. Gross margin increased to 14.8% from 14.6% for the third quarter of 2016. Selling expenses for the third quarter of 2017 increased by 9.3% to 20.2 million or 16.8% of total sales, compared with 18.5 million or 16.8% of total sales for the third quarter of 2016. The increase was mainly attributable to higher retail sales. General and administrative expenses for the third quarter of 2017 increased by 3.1% to 10.2 million or 8.5% of total sales, compared with 9.9 million or 9% of total sales for the third quarter of 2016. The increase was attributable to the increased average salaries. Income from operations for the third quarter of 2017 increased by 131.3% to 2.8 million compared with 1.2 million for third quarter of 2016. Net income attributable to the company for the third quarter of 2017 was 3.2 million compared with a net income attributable to the company of 0.6 million for third quarter of 2016. Basic and diluted earnings per share were 22 cents for the third quarter of 2017, compared with basic and diluted earnings per share of 4 cents for the third quarter of 2016. Turning to the balance sheet, as of September 30, 2017, Evergore had approximately 40.8 million of cash and cash equivalents, compared with approximately 45.3 million as of December 31, 2016. Evergrande had a working capital of approximately 65.7 million and outstanding bank loans of approximately 44.9 million as of September 30, 2017. Going forward, we remain confident in the long-term prospects of our business and we will continue implementing our margin enhancement and cost control measures to further strengthen the profitability of our business. This concludes my prepared remarks. Operator, we are now ready to take questions. Thank you.
And if you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1. We'll take our first question from Sean Shinhai with, looks like he's a private investor.
Hello, everybody. I think that's me. Congratulations on the great results. And thank you for the presentation. Can you share some comments about your experience this year with the 11/11 shopping promotions in China?
投资人，恭喜公司第三季度的亮丽业绩。那么他想问，请问您是否能详细介绍一下今年在双十一购物节的促销活动和经验？
好，谢谢您。其实双十一的数据大家都看。 大家都看到了，整个天猫系统增加还是很多的。
As you have seen the numbers posted on the website, the increase of Tmall was comparatively very large.
然后我们Lagogo在天猫上面的销售的增长和天猫同步的增长是基本上差不多的，略高一点点。
Our sales of Lagogo has the similar numbers with Tmall platform.
当然，在这个双十一，对我们现在商家来说又爱又恨。
Of course, for us, Double 11 is a festival that we both hate and love.
爱的是它可以增加我们销售，增加我们的一些品牌的知名度。The
reason that we love it because it can promote ourselves and make better our product awareness.
所以，恨的是呢，好像不打折就不能销售了。
What we hate it is that without discount we cannot make any sale.
所以我们今年呢，也没有完全参与他们，我们有很多货最后也是卖了不够了的，也没有完全乱打折。So
for such reasons, we did not fully participate in the promotions of Double 11 in on the Tmall platform. We sold our products with through other channels.
当然，我们主要是在 这个电脑的视觉版面文案做了一些大量的工作。
We have done a lot of work in visual and creative works on our computer systems.
然后同时呢，增加了让客人，就是我们的顾客跟我们的一种互动的参与度。
And we increased the interaction with our customers.
重点是围绕顾客的销售的体验做了一些这个促销活动。
And we did some promotions around the taste of our customers to our products.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, that's great detail. And can I also ask, can you share some comments about the sell-through rate for your fall collections?
谢谢康总，您能否同样介绍一下今年秋季款式的出售率？这样啊，我们秋季的款式实际上，这个秋季和冬季目前都是在大量的还在销售。
We currently are doing a lot of sales for our autumn and winter collections.
我大概给你个概念嘛，我们的春天和夏天基本上的销售结束了嘛。我们今年的收钱率相对于去年，我们增加了2%。
Give you a rough idea. That is the summer and the spring collections have already been sold out, and we have increased 2% of the sales number.
大概到了83左右。
And we reached a rough number of 83.
然后秋季呢，现在的销售，包括冬季，相对于去年，我们也是增加很多的。
And the autumn and winter sales also increased over the last year, same period.
那同样，我们今年的秋季、冬季和夏季比去年的采购量也增加很多。
And the purchase volume of the three seasons of autumn, summer, and winter also increased over last year.
所以我们一直在平衡这个销售的增长，就 same store sales 的增长和控制库存这两者的关系。
And we always do our efforts to have a balance of our sales volume and our inventory volume. We have maintained a delicate balance between the two factors.
而这两点的平衡呢，其实是我们做零售企业最重要的一个平衡。
And such balance is very delicate and hard to achieve for our retail business.
库存不够，可能会导致我们的销售机会的损失。
If we have not the enough inventory, that will impact our sales volume.
但是呢，如果说库存多，没有及时的加强我们的商品的流转，可能会导致库存的增加。
And the surplus inventory will also impact our total business.
那不管怎么样，今年我们比去年和前年进步应该是还是蛮大的，我也是蛮开心的。
In any sense, we have made very great progress this year over the last and the year before last, and I'm very pleased about this.
那重点是加强了商品的流转和快速的反应。
And we have done very good work in the circulation of our goods, and we have done very good work on our quick response to customer demands.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's great detail. And my last question, can I ask if you can share some comments about the performance of your new brands?
谢谢康总，投资人最后一个问题是，请问您能否详细介绍一下新品牌的近期表现和发展状况？应该来说，我们有三个新品牌，一个City
Sky，一个 Vivian， 一个 Idol，三个呢今年都比去年有比较好的表现，尤其是售罄率方面。
We have three new brands, that is C2 Sky, Edo, and Wilwin, and they performed much better than last year.
特别是 Idol 和 Wilwin 在单店的销售的增长，相对来说会更好一些。
Especially Edo and Wilwin, the same store sales for those two brands will perform very better in the future.
而 C2 Sky 呢稍微差一点点。
And comparatively, C2 Sky is not so good.
所以我们还在努力进行调整，因为三个品牌毕竟刚刚到市场。 That
is why we continue our efforts to better our performance.
大概是这样。
That is the outline of my ideas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for all that information.
Thanks a lot.
And if you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one. Okay, it appears there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to management for any additional or closing remarks.
汤总，最后还有一小段。
OK， 没有问题了吗？
对，这次没有其他的问题了。
OK，
no further questions. OK, thank you.
OK, thank you everyone for enjoying our Everglory's third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. We look forward to talking with you next quarter. If you have additional questions, please feel free to contact our IR department or TPG Investor Relations. Thank you. Goodbye.
And this does conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.